sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olambulela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 9 kuNtulikazi 2023 ngoKeeps Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, umthetho ndaba uTibe kumele ibandla leCitizens Coalition for Change linika amapolisa insuku ezinhlanu zokuthi liqhube umhlangano omkhulu ngokusungula uhlelo lokukhankasela ukhetho olukhulu oluzayo. Abadabuka eZimbabwe babanjwa inkunzi ebhasini esuka kwele South Africa isiya eZimbabwe. Zalethulela ezemidlalo ezabatsha lezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Umthetho ndaba uthi bekumele ibandla leCitizens Coalition for Change linika amapolisa insuku ezinhlanu zokuthi liqhube namhla umhlangano omkhulu wokusungula uhlelo lokukhankasela ukhetho olukhulu oluzayo. Umantshi uMary Msipa ulahle udaba lolu eBendura Magistrates Court oluphanyekwe libandla leCCC ebelikhonona ngesinqumo sakhe asenze ngolwesihlanu esokuthi kumele kuthoniswe udaba lolu ngolwesibili hatshi ngesiphangiphangi ngeviki ephelileyo. Isinqumo sikamantshi uMsipa sichothozwe ngolwesihlanu nguJustice Dawanda Chitapi edalele High Court othe wenze okungekho emthethweni, ngakho-ke kumele aphume lesinqumo esikhanyayo namuhla. Bekumele ibandla le-CCC lenze umhlangano walo eBrockdale Bafuri Open Space eBindura, lapho amapolisa athe akulazambuzi amanzi lemigwaqo. Igqwetha le-CCC uMnumzana Agency Gumbo uthi umantshi uMsipa wethule isinqumo namhla esingalandeli ezinye iziqa zomthetho we-Maintenance of Peace and Order Act. Uthi kukhangelwe ukuba bazaphanyeka udaba lolu e-High Court. UNkosazana Nonhlanhla Mlotshwa okubandla le-CCC uthi amalunga ebandla leli avela eMatoreni South lezinye izabelo aphenduke endleleni esethole umbiko othi kawusoze uphumelele umhlangano wabo omkhulu eBindura.
Hayi, thina siyikhula leMasouth besihambile sibilisiyi team of ama-MPs wonke weMasouth, including ama-MPs e-proportional representation nabe-provincial council, besidinge ibhasi ukuthi sihambise eBindura. Kodwa sithe nje sesisendleleni phambidlana kwegweru seza ukuthi hhayi irali ibhaniwe ayikho. Sasesikubona kufanele noma sithembe kwekhaya saseduze singakabi khatshana nesimanga sokuthi ama-expenses ohambo nokuthi sisuke sihambise abantu bebaningi selandayo lala sabantu ngene sithenge endleleni saseduze ngoba besiyithetha ayithi zafika eHarare ekuseni besesenge ezikhathi zaboma-9-10 siprocida siya eBindura ezayasisayanga.
Ye, singathi-ke litshelwe mbani ukuthi sokuhamba njalo njalo kathi sisimo simi njani?
Angithi njengoba lisazi ukuthi ku-movement yethu sileni singaku-spokesperson, so sithunyelwe nje izincwadi kumagroup ethu sikuwo satshela ukuthi hhayi irali okwakathesi sibhanie. So just took a decision ukuthi singalinda ikhothi yenze i-decision kunxaka ukuthi asize kube favorite kithi kungcono sibuyele ekhaya kusaseduze.
Kodwa ithemba lenu lingaphi ukuthi lizayenza omunye umhlangano?
Ithemba lokwenza omunye umhlangano likhona, kodwa loba singasawenzanga sinethemba lokuthi ngendlela esesisebenze ngayo kusukisela kuma-grassroots ebantwini esesingene ngayo ebantwini, inhliziyo zabantu nethemba leqinisa ukuthi silazo. Irali yona yinto enhle, yinto emnandi, iyachaza kuyachaza ukubona umthungameli eralini yinto emnandi ukuba labanye benu. Kodwa kulezinye iy'ndlela zokufinyelela ebantwini ezingasorali, kwesinye isikhathi eralini kuyabuya labantu abangavotiyo. So kuqakathekile ukuthi thina ama-voters ethu siyabazi abantu abalenhliziyo zethu abazasivotela siyabazi and bese sasebenza nabo safika kini.
Bathini abantu Mamlozi?
Abantu bathi bona inhliziyo zabo ziku-advocate ne-senator Mzila, akula nto ezabajikisa kulokho. So siyathemba ukuthi ngomhlaka-23 njengoba besitshwa bathi ukuthi ngomhlaka-23 yithi siyabe sikhululekile ngoba sizahamba siyokwenza lokho esikusebenza everyday ebhokisini. Sihamba siyotshengisa izane ukuthi bengabhana ama-rally wethu, bengabhana ama-meetings ethu, but they cannot ban us from voting in your future.
UNkosazana Nonhlanhla Mlotshwa lilunga lebandla le-CCC ubexoxa le-Studio 7 ekoBulawayo. Siphindeza xoxwa ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Believe Gawule okubandla le-ZANU-PF.
anapo kithi yazi ukuthi umndeni kithi angifuni ukubalekela futhi ngithanda ukuthi ngithi ukuthi umumulo aliwa ngitwa ngumumulo ngithi ngiyawubona ngiyawazi lokho nje ngitshela ngawo ngibalekela ukuthi ngicine sengikhuluma into engayisiki ngomumulo lo ndimbuka oyipho angifuni ukuthi ngithi ngifana amapolisa kumba abambe kakhulu umthetho lenjani
ye kunjalo ke sizwa kuthiwa ke izanu PF ijova kahle emkhankasweni yenu ihamba njani emkhankasweni
ibona umuntu wonke lenhlangano eyenziwayo anti icele lusuku lokuzenele ukuthi kuyaphuma lana bekulenzini langaphi yonke into bekhangela abantu bebona ukuthi umumo wakhona ungakanani ophumayo umumo abantu abakhona ba-athendayo bangakanani injengabathenzi basihahela isakhamizana la kade senza umongameli endaweni ezijiyene ezelizwe
liyakuyakhanya
ukuthi hayi kuyakhanya ukuthi umsebenzi uyahamba
liyakuthakazelela sibili khonokho
inhlangano yakhona iba yinhlangano sibili emihle emva kokuthi kuzaqhubeka kunjalo kuya phambili
singathi kodwa ongani uyakusola emabandleni wonke xa ikhankasa kuyini
enkinanzikelayo kithi ukuthi i-MP i-CCC ithiwa bayikhala kuphela ngaba kungalalutho sokungane kuhambisela ibale lingayisile kulaba abangaphandle ngayo lokhu beyikhala la bekungalalutho khona kithi baya bekhala kuphela emnyamini engelampisi baya bekhala bebona izithunzi bekhala ukudalisayo kodwa mina mbona kithi singangikhangela lapho bakhankasa khona singazi ngale ubuyani irijini engalo emashwalendi kumbe nginebahlangana lo kithi but ngapha bazenzela zamatando njeabantu be-opposition bayazikhankasela nje bekhulekile izaphu izaphu kathi le mhlangano yabo obulawayo zingamarani zabo hhabo yazi kuhamba kuhle kakhulu sezimsebenzi yabo kungenala bantu baphambanisayo sengathi kuqala kwabo mina okundanisayo kuqala khonokho abahlala bekwezabantu be-CCC lawo
lo ngumnumzana Belief Gawule okubandla lezanu PF ebesixoxa laye eobulawayo. Kulabantu ababanjwe inkunzi ngolwesihlanu ntambama emakhado ebhasini yeSwiss Express ebisiya kwele Zimbabwe. Abakhulumisane lenhlanganiso ezijeniyeyo sebebanjwe inkunzi bathe izigebengu lezi ezine zibathathele imali eningi kanye labomakhalekhukhwini. Sixoxwe ngodaba lolu lonkosazana Victor Smatutu, umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZim Imbokodo.
Ezindaba ezinkulu lezozile sizile mpela ukuthi kulabantu ababanje inkunzi ebhasini ebelifika eJohannesburg siyabo kulawayo kodwa babanjele endaweni zelishishat izindaba ezikhona sibile okungake ngayo ukuthi sibile kuqiniseko sokuthi iliqiniso lelo mpela ukuthi bakhona abantu abanje inkunzi ebhasini.
Singathi wena ngokuzwa kwakho kuthiwa kuhambe njani?
Ngokuzwa kwami ngathi abantu ababambe abantu inkunzi basuke usuke labo lapha eJohannesburg lapha ibhasi eqhabela khona bathathe amatikiti labo njengaye wonke umuntu kodwa nxake kuzwa kwapha bathabela amapasipoti so bazobhadala imali lezi ezibhadala ebhoda yazibhadala abantu angena amapasipoti khaya kekungamajaha amane angene kweyobhasi behamba nje lawo njengabantu abahambayo bengamaphasenja ukuthi sekufika phambili baqala bekuthi bakhupha izibhamu bakhombela umthayeli basebetshela abadala ukuthi hhayi lapha kona futhi esebenza sebebambe inkunzi so ngabantu nje kusuke labo lapho ibhasi esukele khona.
Singathi pho-ke abantu bolaba ababanje inkunzi kuthiwa bangaphi kathesi?
Abantu ababanje inkunzi singathi siya kungcono ngoba akekho umuntu ozwakale ukuthi ulimele kumbe akekho umuntu olahlekelwe ngumphefumulo wakhe esigamekeni sokubanja kwenkunzi le ngoba siyenze abantu babambe inkunzi isikhathi esiningi balokuthiya-ke nje umonakalo mhlawumbe bekuthaya abantu ebalimazi kwesinye isikhathi bababulale kodwa kulesi sigameko ngathi akekho umuntu obuleweyo kumbe olimeleyo abantu babanje inkunzi ibhasi yayekelwa yahamba engithembi ukuthi manje abantu bakhona ngoba into leyenzeke kuthani kuzakuzakuyizolo basikile kobulawayo loba nje bekhala ngokuthi bafike nzima abathayeli bengasela mali beba imali yokudlula ebhoda kodwa bacine behambile lafika.
Kuvame kangalani ukuthi kwenzakale khona?
Akusesigameko esitsha lesi babuduke asesigameko esitsha esike sikuze kwenzakele ezinyangeni ezimbalwa ezidlulileyo kungaba khona elinye ibhasi ekuthiwa ibanje inkunzi kuthi e-Kranskop layisuka lapha e-Johannesburg siya kobulawayo. Engicabanga nje bese sikuzwa sikuze lamhla sikuze kuthi sikuze futhi kwinyanga ezayo kwenzekezeke futhi kweyinye kuthi kuthi sokusanda sokusika nje isigameko sesisanda mpela sokuyenza ukuthi abantu sesizahlayela evalweni ngoba kungathi laba abantu abayizigila mkhuba sebebonile ukuthi kuyadleka lapha emabhasini so nxa kwenzekela kwinyanga ezidlulileyo kuphinde kwenzeke lamhlanje ngathi sokusanda kakhulu kodwa lokuyinto nje ibizwakale kanye kabili kodwa manje hhayi ngathi ngokwenzakala kwakhona lezi zigila mkhuba sezibonile ukuthi kuyadleka lapha emabhasini sezikwandisa le mkhuba.
Lo ngukosazana Victor Matutu, umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yezim imbokodo. Besixoxa laye eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Singangena kusigaba esilandelayo sike sikhangele sivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Unkosikazi Janet Yellen, umgcini ingcebo kahulumende wakwale Melika ukwele China, lapho akhulumisana khona lenkokheli yakwele China ngokudlelana kwezomnotho lokunye. Umongameli Volodymyr Zelensky wakwele Ukraine izolo ubonge kakhulu okwenziwa libutho lakhe elilwisana kabuhlungu nelerussia eselilensuku ezifika amakhulu amahlanu 500 ihlasela ilizwe leli. Sika sizwe ezamasiko. Kwezamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke, namhla sixoxa lomnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya, ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu. Baba Ngwenya, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabingelela laba uDube abasakazi bethu, ngiphinde ngibingelele labalaleli bayethu.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu ke. Asixoxe ngakhona okwenziwa yinkosi uBulelani khona ngapho kwele South Africa. Kwenzakalani kulezi nsuku?
Inkosi uDube iyazama ngamandla onke ukuthi iqoqe isizwe, njengoba liyakunanzelela ukuthi isizwe sakithi selokhu nje kwathi nhloko sisabalele kusukela kubobaba labomama abafika kudala khona pheGoli. Umuntu befika azibonele ngale ndlela yokuthi bekuwumhlambi nje kazelusile. Yikho-ke inkosi inezinhlelo zokuthi ngempela ihambe mhlawumbe ngezindawo ngezindawo kusakhiwa i-structure, ngoba sisathola ukuthi okunye okwenza kube nenzondo ebakhona phakathi kwabantu bakithi labantu balapha e-South Africa kungenxa yakho khona lokho ukuthi omunye nomunye uzenzela kuthandayo. Yilokho-ke sikuzamayo ukuthi ngithi nje i-ofisi lenkosi elikuzamayo impela ukuthi nxa ngabe abantu bengabuthaniswa mhlawumbe futhi kwenziwe nalokho ukuthi bayaziwa ngokwamagama ukuthi umuntu ungubani uphuma kuyiphi induna. Inkosi sehlele lolunjalo ukuthi wonke nje amalokishi indawo zonke abantu abakuzo babhaliswe ngaphansi kwe-ofisi lenkosi. Njalo kusetshenziswana nezinduna ezisekhaya luhlelo ngempela oluzosabalala lufike khona ngalo ukuthi lanxa umuntu esekhepthiwe ngapha kusondole ezinduneni ezisekhaya ukuthi kwazi ukuthi izibani bani mhlawumbe ukhona ngaphansi kohlu lenkosi.
Yes, singathi-ke sizwe kuthiwa kulokunye elizama ukwenza ukuthi kube lezakhiwo ezithengwayo, imali yankhona iyavelanga?
Lokho okunye okuzanywayo lapha ikuzama ukuthi abantu bakithi, njengoba uyabona siyachaya lapha e-South Africa, noma kusenziwa imizamo njengoba sike saya laphana emangadi zami ukwenza uhlelo lokwenza ubudlelwano nabafowethu laba balapha e-South Africa. Kodwa-ke angeke sihlale kodwa, inkosi ithe izozama ukuthi abantu nxa sebehlangene mhlawumbe kube le ndlela yokuthi i-ofisi layo libe lohlelo oluzohlanganisa abantu ngokwebhizinisi ngokwakha umnotho. Yikho-ke kulo hlelo lokuthi abantu khona lokhu okuncane abakutwalayo bakuchaye bakuhlanganise bese kubonakala ukuthi kungenziwani engenza ukuthi mhlawumbe ibe libhizinisi elingabaphilisa lize liphilise ngisho nesizukulu lesizukulwana. Yilokho okwenzakalayo-ke okwenziwa ngendlela mhlawumbe umsebenzela ndawonye ukuthi umuntu kaphosele lokho akuphoselayo kube yisikhwama nje ngempela singaphansi kwe-ofisi lenkosi. Yikho-ke lokho sekuqalile ngempela abantu balusukumele lolu daba, siyabona bangena ngobuningi babo. Esikholwa ngokuthi ngempela luzokhulula abantu bakithi abaningi abacindezelekile kwezomnotho.
Yes, lathi silifisele inhlanhla kuhlelolweni lolu. Lamhlanje-ke kwezamasiko besixoxa lo mnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya, ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu. Sibonge kakhulu Ngwenya, ungadinelwa kusasa wabo.
Siyabonga.
Kwamanje sike sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu silontukamele inkomo.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo vuselela umoya. Igama lami nguNtungameli Nkomo. Namhlanje silomtshumayeli umnumzana Busani Spanda.
Sibonge ngethuba baba uNkomo labalaleli engiliphathele khona namhlanje nanku. yini insindiso? Khuluma ngani? Masikhuluma ngensindiso. Mawumuntu athi ngisindisiwe. Iyini inhlambuluko? Njengoba siphila mina nawe, sithunyelwe ngumdali lamakwethu. Zolokhu sithunyelwe sisuke ezweni lomoya sisize ezweni lenyama. True abazali bethu. Ukuzokwenza umhlaba ube yi-better place, ube ngcono. Umhlaba ukwazi ukumisha lezwe lomoya. Ngokuphila kwethu, ngokuthunyelwa kwethu, siphiwe i-task ekumele siyifezekise emhlabeni ngokuphila kwethu. Sakalelwa lesikhathi okumele sisiphile emhlabeni. Isikhathi singashaya siyabizwa back ezweni lomoya. Njengoba siphila sinje, siyakwazi ukunakekela imizimba yethu. Siyawasha impahla zibe clean, siayine, sigeze sigqoke sibe bahle. Le mimoya yethu ngaphakathi kwethu kumele siyigcine ihlanzekile ngoba isuthi ibuye ihlambulukile. Lathi emhlabeni kumele sinakekele imimoya yethu ihlambulukile. Wenze lento esithunyelwe ukuthi sizoyenza emhlabeni ngokuphila kwethu. Masibuyele ekhaya, khaya lapho esavela khona, sihlambulukile, siyamkelwa ekhaya. Kodwa masifike senze okwethu, imoya yethu sayingcolisa ngokuphila kwethu. Masibuyela lesibizwe ekhaya, sizoxoshwa bathi hamba. Yiyo limoya endindayo. Kuthiwa umoya umuntu iyandinda izipoko, imoya le elokhu uzwa ngabathakathi, vuzwa ngabathakathi, isetshenziswa. Yiyo limoya elahliwe. Njengoba siphila sinje, sithunyelwe emhlabeni. Asithunyelwanga uzokuthi gijimisa inotho ngendlela ezirongo. Masishona the day wabizwa lapho umoya wakho wavela khona ungahlambulukanga, ususenkingeni, kusazokuba kuphi kuwe? Ithini impilo yakho lapho uphila khona? Hambe uyanakekela na lo onguwe ongumoya ngaphakathi kwakho? Zithini izenzo zakho? Ngoba ubuwena bakho baziwa nguwe. Ukuthi wena unjani ngaphandle ungapretenda, bathi ubuwena bakho umoya wakho waziwa nguwe. Uthini umoya wakho? Zithini izenzo zakho? Zithini izenzo zakho? Uyafeba, uyabulala, ithimisa imali wena ngokubulala, wezinto ezingcolile, hlukumeza abantu. The day shona kusazoba kubi kuwe. Usazoba kubi kuwe ngoba uzophikwa le ekhaya lapho wavela khona. Kodwa sikwazi asikuthumela kunje. Le ndlela osunguyo osuyiyo asiyazi. Sikwamukeli uyeni. Wewe wakuza undinda usazawuhlupheka. Usazawuhlupheka. Kwantu asisazi isihogo. Asisazi isihogo kwantu. Kwantu uzawuphikwa le lapho wavela khona. Umoya wakho usazawusetshenziswa. Usazawuhlupheka. Umoya wakho kusazoba kubi kumoya wakho. Masiphila masinakeni izenzo zethu. Asinakeni izenzo zethu. Asiphileni inhlambuluko. Inhlambuluko yiyona ezasibisela ekhaya. Ma ungahlambulukanga umoya omubi lapho khona kathi izenzo zakho. Sibonge. Ihlo yezulu. Ihlo yokhokho. Ukhokho kade bekukhonza, bekulandela, behlambulukile, bebamelele kuwe mdala. Nathi siphele umoya babe lawo ukhokho. Nathi samkeleke lapho esabuya khona. Ngikhuleka ngicela ncenga ngithi zonke.
Lolo bekulohlelo vuselela umoya. Silo baba ubusani Sibanda. Asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Yimi uNtungamile Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungamile Nkomo ungadinelwa kusasa. Sike sizwe ezabatsha.
Nani nilazalo sikhwethe ngwenya khona lapha endlala ngibizwa ukuthi mango na top under 60 no bango
ye kunjani ke sitshela khona ngapha Asiphilile kakhulu. Akusitshele ngamafitshane ngohlelo lwenu lokubamba amasela atshontsha izifuyo.
Iqiniso mpela uhlelo lokuhamba kahle kakhulu. Isesekuwo umkhankaso wokula nokusela nokufuya. Hayi cha, siyawasizula amasela kanti futhi siyawathola ney'nkomo okunjalo ezebiwe siyayifumana.
Singathi kodwa nxa usukhangele selithole ezinganani kusukela nyakeni.
Sesithole angithi iy'nkomo ezingaphezu kwamakhulu amabili ney'mbuzi ney'mbongolo noma nje ngithi amadonga.
Abantu bangikhona labo ababetshontshe konke lokhu benziwani? Babotshwa kumbe kuhamba njani?
Eqinisweni ngithanda ukusho ukuthi bonke laba abantu babe beshiwe bonke impela abangena ey'nkantolo zomantshi noma nje abanye bagwetshwa abanye baphuma kodwa cha babe beshiwe bonke ekuqaleni. Kodwa nalaba ababebhethiwe 12-15 years nabo siyabona sebephandle ukuthi abenze ama-aphili angazike kanjani kodwa sibabona iningi labo sebephandle futhi.
Kuhlupha kanganani khonokho?
Kuyahlupha ngoba ngikhuluma nje iningi lalaba abantu akade ababe beshiwe abaphuma ngama-aphili sesinde sababopha futhi besenza into efana yokweba futhi impilo yabanomzane nomphakathi.
Waziyo ngohlelo lwenu akubatshethe uhlelo lolu kuthiwa kuyini njalo liqhuba njani?
Uhlelo lwethu lukhankasenzela kakhulukazi esizweni sikamzilikazi nomambo njengoba ngithi Masebeleleni. Kuwuhlelo ngempela ngempela oluqondane nabahlali nabafuyi. Uhlelo oluthi alivikele imfuyo livikele amahlathi. Ivikela kanjani na imfuyo? Asithi unembuzi noma uhlobo lokufuya noma imfuyo uma kuthiwa unayo noma ilahlekile uney'thombe zayo uyasithumela iy'thombe noma unazo uyasithumela nje umshiso noma nemifanekiswano nophawu bese siyakuthumela zona ngalokho-ke uma kube siyithomile kanjalo bese siyakubika ukuthi hayi sesiyifumene imfuyo. Uhlelo lwethu lubizwa ukuthi azibuye emaseleni noma ayibuye emaseleni imfuyo yethu. Kahle kahle thina siyilungelo lemfuyo njalo siyihlawu lemfuyo ngokufana silwa nobelelesi ukuntshontshwa kwemfuyo siphinde sivikele amahlathi ukuvayelethwa kwelungelo lemfuyo lehlala ehlathini njengey'nyamazana zasendle. Jenelolu hlelo ukuze imfuyo yethu ivikeleke amasela angabi nendlela yokusebela nokudlala ngemfuyo yethu. Angibonge bantwana bakababa.
Ye lalithiyabonga kakhulu ke lo ngu-Lazarus Ngwenya khona ngale ePlumtree. Ungathina lokusasa.
Angibonge mntana ekhehla.
Kwezemidlalo umdlali wakwele Zimbabwe uShawn Williams nguye okhethwe ukuba umdlali odlale okwedlula abanye ekupheleni komncintiswano we-ICC Cricket World Cup Qualifier ofika komlindi uyagcina namuhla eHarare. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Williams ukhethwe ukuba nguye odlale okwedlula abanye bonke loba nje iqembu leZimbabwe lingaphumelelanga ukuba ngelinye lamaqembu aza kuyaphatheka kumncintiswano okudinga intshantshi zomhlaba jikelele ozaqhutshelwa kwele India ekupheleni komnyaka. Okwenze Williams athole isicoco sokuba ngumdlali owedlule abanye yikuba ubuthelele amaranzi angamakhulu ayisithupha 600 waphinda wathatha ama-wickets amathathu kulo mncintiswano nawufike emaphethelweni namhla. Iqembu leSri Lanka yilo elibezintshantshi ngemva kokunqoba eNetherlands nge-128 runs njalo omabili la maqembu yathole ilungelo lokuyadlala kwele India. Sikhangele ukuba imidlalo yenguqu yesigaba seCastlelag Premier Soccer League edlalwe namhla iphele njani. Iqembu le-Islanders linqobele Trenggi nge-1 kanyaya enkundleni eBarber Fields. Iqembu le-Wange linqobele ze-PC Caribbean nge-2-1 ngase-Colliery. Iqembu le-Sheshamu libe ngujikilobhanqa 0-0 lelenkezi Platinum ngase-Bata. Iqembu le-Green Fuel libe ngujikilobhanqa 1-1 lele-Chickenin ngase-Kipo. Kuthi ngase-Baobab iqembu le-Simbabora libe ngujikilobhanqa 0-0 lele-Manyika Diamonds. Lempumela ichiye iqembu le-Islanders sekuyilo elihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo emiklomelo ngamachumi amabili lathoba mina mbili ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Silokho esikwezemidlalo kuJoseph Njanji uxoxa njalo loDumaza Dube wayengumqeqeshi weqembu labafana abaleminyaka engaphansi kwelitshumi lanhlanu elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu othi sokulomehluko kakhulu phakathi kwabaqeqeshi bakulezi nsuku lalabo babekhona kudala.
Dube osebenzele amaqembu abalisayele Highlanders kanye leLebantu Rovers uthi sesadlula isikhathi sokuba abadlali bebhola bengingela ukudlala inguqu babe ngabaqeqetshi kalula kanjalo.
Umqeqetshi wakudala nomqeqetshi wakathesi obizwa ngokuthi ngucoach educator kuthiyene kakhulu. Kudala kwakungafundelwa ukuqeqetsha abantwana, khathesi sokufundelwa ufundele ukuthi umntwana ingqondo zakhe zikhula njani nxa efundiswa ibhola lanxa umntwana ekhula nje emzimbeni wakhe ukuthi kutshintsha njani, kuyini okutshintshayo emzimbeni womntwana. Ungamfundisa lokhu lalokhu ngalesi sikhathi njalo kunika ulwazi olukhulu ku-coach educator ukuthi abekwazi ukuthi abantwana bafundiswa njani. Kudala kwakungekho konke lokhu, Yala nje umuntu wayethi nqa ephunguba lentshukutshu yokuqeqetsha aqeqetshe.
Udube uthi abaqeqetshi bakulezi nsuku abasayenze okokucabangela ngoba kusetshenziswa ulwazi lwakulezi nsuku, ikanti kudala abanye abantwana babethwala nzima ngoba umuntu wele thambo elikhulu.
Ekuqeqetsheni ngahlangana labaqeqetshi abanjengoku Alibaba Dube. Uba Alibaba Dube wayengumqeqetshi omkhulu kakhulu njalo ngangimthanda. Wayethi nxa evetha kudala kwakuvethwa ngamehlo kukhangela, wayethi angakuboni into eziqwaa ngathi ngeyi ndoda heyi isayizi yakho kayikho lapha, yekela abantwana abadlala ibhora. Kudala nje kwakuhlekisa ukuthi ukuvethwa kwakukhangelwa nje ukuthi umuntu nje nxa ulo mzimba ongani mkhulu njalo uhlupha ulazi ibhora bahle bethi a kawudlali namhla even ungumntwana.
Ngesikhathi esakhula uDube udlalela amaqembu ambalwa koBulawayo, eMaswingo kanye laseTriangle.
Emdlalweni wenguqu ungadlalela iNgwebu Crackers, sayipromote siyangena kuDivision 1 ngo-1985. Ngasuka lapho ngadlalela iKismet United, iStars United, leTriangle United kuDivision 1. Ngadlala la kuHighlanders, angidlalanga kakhulu kodwa.
UDube ufundele ukuba ngumbalisi ekolitshini leBondofi elisemaswingo, lapho afunde ndawonye labanye abadlali benguqu abadlale kuzinga laphezulu, ababalisa uTaura Mangwiro layo ngumqeqetshi njalo osebenzela elizweni leBotswana. Ube ngumqeqetshi weqembu labafana abasakhulayo abaleminyaka engaphansi kwelitshumi lanhlanu eliphatheke kumncintiswano we-Youth Olympics oqhutshelwe kweleSingapore ngomnyaka 2010. Kulezi nsuku benzela kwele Namibia. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Njanji. Kwezomculo lamhlanje sixoxa loMadlela Sigobokhobo liyamazi lonke. Nangu-ke uSigobokhobo.
Hayi sibonge, sibonge Dube kakhulu umuntu omdala. Ye, hayi sekunenyanga nyana. Siyakhipha i-album, I think album yesithathu. Rumba. Ethi kwam. Ya, hayi sikichimile sibili abantu bakhona abathi hayi uya improve ndoda kancane kancane. Nami ngathi ngiyayithola istrategy esihle lapho. Kodwa ke bakhona abanye abathi hayi i-content i-right, kodwa i-content yakhona you can't listen to it unabantu abadala or unabantwana. Ngiya-understanda lokho, kodwa ke ngayiyenza vele nami amabomu. Ngiyaxolisa, ningixolisile ingoma iphele ngathi angiyaxolisa sizwe.
Gamba wena filimoni uzohukudulana nogogo wakho lizontshela into enjalo. Hehe, ngizala ukunitshela istori, mina ngiyazihlalela nabantu abamgogo. Vela ngimfuni ufilimoni, ngirayithi nabantwana bami.
Hayiya, jajela lapha kufanele. Ma ungazwani ngomkhuba olapha ekhaya, kutshiwa mina uLisbeth. Uyeda khonake kunyagada ngemva, uyangisitinti dwangu ngathi njani. Khonake sewungekhona. Hayiya.
Hayi gogo, ngiyakuzwa gogo. Kundaba gogo uthi la ungangichazisela kuhle ngendlela. Hayi unjalo ke kulungile gogo, ngiyakuzwa gogo. Ngizwile gogo.
Ngahlenge cha. Ngajabula ngathi buje bomthushe. Ngakonde akongolofa nangabu kuboka. Ngikese ngumugqokela kuchabo 9 intambama. Ngathi phenya road sengisiye msilo wabomutsha. Kolabulabu jaro. Sangu mukoke leba fara banu msafwa mule. Kom.
Yelo ke uSigobokhobo uMadlela, siyaqhubeka nje sixoxa la ngefike ezayo. Singaqhubi uhlelo lwedlula namhlanje ukuthi sikhangele bese lazo. Umuntu ndaba ukuthi bekumele ibandla leCitizens Coalition for Change linike amapolisa insuku ezinhlanu zokuthi ziqhube umhlangano omkhulu wokusungula uhlelo lokukhankasela ukhetho oluzayo. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Wolivalisa umthembo osithembayo uKeeps Dube lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe. Zimbabwe.